Krishna Book, Canto 16, Balaram, Chapter 18, Scene 2, Pralamba Asura. Once, while they were engaged in their transcendental pastimes, a great demon of the name Pralamba Asura entered their company, desiring to kidnap both Balaram and Krishna. Although Krishna was playing the part of a cowherder boy, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna could understand everything, past, present, and future. So when Pralamba Asura entered their company, Krishna began to think how to kill the demon. But externally, Krishna received him as a friend. "Oh, my dear friend, it is very good that you have come to take part in our pastimes." Krishna then called all his friends and ordered, "Now we shall play in pairs. We shall challenge one another in pairs." And so with this proposal, all the boys assembled together. Some of them took the side of Krishna, and some of them took the side of Balaram, and they arranged to play in duel. The defeated members in duel fighting would have to carry the victorious members on their backs. They began playing and at the same time tended the cows as they proceeded through Bhandira Vana Forest. The party of Balaram, accompanied by Sridhama and Vrishabha, came out victorious, and Krishna's party had to carry them on their backs through the Bhandira Vana Forest. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, being thus defeated, had to carry Sridhama on his back, and Bhadrasena carried Vrishabha. Imitating their play, Pralamba Asura, who appeared there as a cowherder boy, carried Balaram on his back. Pralamba Asura was the greatest of the demons, and he had calculated that Krishna was the most powerful of all the cowherder boys. So, in order to avoid the company of Krishna, Pralamba Asura carried Balaram far away. The demon was undoubtedly very strong and powerful, but he was carrying Balaram, who is compared with a mountain. Therefore, Pralamba began to feel the burden, and thus he assumed his real form. When Pralamba appeared in his real feature, he was decorated with a golden helmet and earrings, looking just like a cloud with lightning carrying the moon. Balaram observed the demon's body expanding up to the limits of the clouds, his eyes dazzling like blazing fire, and his mouth flashing with sharpened teeth. At first, Balaram was surprised by the demon's appearance and began to wonder, "How is it that all of a sudden this carrier has changed in every way?" But with a clear mind, Balaram could quickly understand that he was being carried away from his friends by a demon who intended to kill him. Immediately, Balaram struck the head of the demon with his strong fist, just as the king of the heavenly planet strikes a mountain with his thunderbolt. Being stricken by the fist of Balaram, the demon fell down dead, just like a snake with a smashed head, and blood poured from his mouth. And when the demon fell, Pralamba Asura made a tremendous sound, and it seemed as if a great hill were falling upon being struck by the thunderbolt of King Indra. All the cowherder boys then rushed to the spot. Being astonished by the ghastly scene, they began to praise Balaram with the words, "Well done! Well done!" All of the cowherd boys began to embrace Balaram with great affection, thinking that he had returned from death. And they offered blessings and congratulations. All the demigods in the heavenly planets became very satisfied, and showered flowers on the transcendental body of Lord Balaram. And they also offered blessings and congratulations for Balaram having killed the great demon Pralamba Asura. Thus ends Chapter 18, Scene 2, Pralamba Asura. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section from the previous Vaishnava Acharyas. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, the demon Pralamba disguised himself as the particular cowherd boy who on that day had remained at home with duties to perform. Srila Sanatana Goswami quotes the following relevant verse from the Vishnu Purana. Harina kridanang nama bala kridanakang tataha prakridata hi te sarve dwau dwau yugapad upatam. The cowherd boys then played the childhood game known as Harina Kridanam, in which each boy paired off with an opponent, and all the boys simultaneously attacked their respective rivals. Sanatana Goswami quotes the following verses from Sri Harivamsa, which describes the banyan tree. Then they saw the best of all trees, which had long branches. With its dense covering of leaves, it resembled a cloud sitting on the earth. Indeed, its form was so large that it appeared like a mountain covering half the sky. Many birds with charming blue wings frequented that great tree, whose dense fruits and leaves made it seem like a cloud accompanied by a rainbow, or like a house decorated with creepers and flowers. It spread its broad roots downward and carried upon itself the sanctified clouds. That banyan tree was like the lordly master of all other trees in that vicinity. As it performed the all auspicious functions of warding off rain and the heat of the sun, and such was the appearance of that Niyagroda tree known as Bandira, which seemed just like the peak of a great mountain. Srila Sanatana Goswami explains the so-called fear of Lord Baladev. Balaram was playfully acting out the role of an ordinary cowherd boy, and so to maintain the mood of this pastime, Baladev appeared slightly disturbed by the horrible demoniac body. Also, because the demon had appeared as the cowherd boyfriend of Krishna, and because Krishna had accepted him as a friend, Baladev was slightly apprehensive about killing Pralamba. Balaram could also have been worried that since this cowherd boy was actually a demon in disguise, at that very moment another such demon might have been attacking Lord Krishna himself. Thus, the omniscient and omnipotent Supreme Lord Balaram exhibited the pastime of becoming slightly nervous in the presence of that horrible demon, Pralamba.